How is everybody today? There's always so many of you here. Now you can sit there because I need to stay. I'm going to move up here. That's why I can't walk too close to that thing. So that happens. All right. So I'm not standing up here because I don't want to be close to you, but if I get too close to this thing over here, all kinds of weird sounds come out of it, and these guys probably jump up and down and stuff like that. It's very good to see you. Good to be back with you. I've been away for about a month, doing some things that I needed to take care of, and I enjoyed myself in a variety of ways. And one of the things that I did while I was gone, as I tend to do about any place I go, was to spend a lot of time in bookstores. Now, that probably doesn't sound like the most exciting way to you guys to you had some time to yourself or some time away from your usual things, but I like to go to bookstores. And one of the things I picked up was a very interesting book that I wanted to bring back and show you. It's really not what you would generally think of as a children's book, but it's got some things in here I think I could talk to you about for a couple of minutes. It's called The Parallel Sayings. Now, parallel sayings means two people saying the same thing. If I were to say something here and somebody else, say another minister in another congregation somewhere, was saying the same thing in a sermon that I was going to say this morning, that would be a parallel saying. In this case, this book was called, see if I can do this without setting that off. This book was called The Parallel Sayings of Jesus and Buddha. And it was kind of interesting because it took two very well-known religious teachers, and I'm sure you both have studied about your church school classes, Jesus, who lived in what we now call the Middle East about 2,000 years ago, and Buddha, who lived in India about 2,600 years ago. So here you have two of the best known religious figures, teachers in our human history. They lived about 500-600 years apart, and they lived in countries that were thousands of miles from one another, which means it would have been impossible for them to have either met or talked with one another any more than I could meet and talk with someone who had lived 500-600 years ago in some other part of the world. But what the people who put this book together did, they showed how the things that they taught were very similar. So they took sayings from the New Testament, which records the teachings of Jesus, and they put them alongside some of the sayings that are in Buddhist scripture to show how alike these two men were in what they were teaching. And it's a very big book, as you can see. I'm going to read just a couple of the passages and then say why I think this is so. Here's Jesus saying, "Do unto others as you would have them do to you." We also call that the golden rule. And Buddha saying, "Consider others as yourself." Good way to live in both cases. Jesus saying, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." Talking about people who were poor and needed help. Buddha said, "If you do not tend to one another, then who is there to tend to you? Whoever would tend to me should tend the sick." And it goes through the whole book. It's like that. Maybe this might be a good to use in a Sunday school class sometime. When you get a little older, you can try reading it for yourself, but I found it very good. And then I thought, well, why is it that these two people who lived, like I said, 500 years apart and thousands of miles apart, were pretty much teaching the same thing? I think it's because they were trying to teach a message that all the great religious teachers of humanity have tried to teach us. And the other reason, I think, is because they were trying to teach us things that we already know in our hearts. We already know we're supposed to live in a loving and caring and compassionate way for other people. We all know we're supposed to help try to make this world a better place for all people. But sometimes religious teachers come along, and I think their job is to really tell us, to let us know what's already in our hearts and what's already in our minds so that we can then go into the world and be better people. And that's the kind of things that I know you're learning in your Sunday school classes, and I'm so happy that you have such wonderful teachers who are doing that. So it is good to see you. It's good to be back with you. I'm going to let you go to your classes now. Thank you for being here today.